At the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I am speaking with the CEO for the National Corn Growers Association, Rick Tolman. And Rick, you're addressing one of the general sessions here, and as I understand it, one of the things you really want to get across to people attending here, or even those who wish they could but couldn't, is the need right now for the agricultural industry and those involved in it to really take the time to speak out on behalf of their industry.
That's absolutely correct, Chuck. You know, we have such a great story to tell. I like to call us agriculture a strategic national asset. We have the solution for a lot of the problems our nation is facing: renewable energy, greenhouse gas reduction, renewable materials, safe, abundant food, the whole range of things, and it's such a productive sector. And yet, for some reason, some of the discussion going on at the national level has turned that on a 180 and focused on the negatives And that's up to us as people involved in agriculture to get that, change that conversation.
Well, we've long advocated the use of some of the new communication channels. Social networking allows that, for example, and we see a lot more of that going on in agriculture today. And in fact, NCGA has been, I think, very proactive in helping provide training, provide sort of an incentive to do exactly what you're saying. So it really behooves anybody, even the farmer who's growing corn out in Nebraska to the person who may be managing an ethanol plant somewhere to really take it upon themselves to find an opportunity to talk about the good positive things they're doing.
Absolutely. We did some polling last fall and asked consumers, these people not involved in agriculture, who they trusted on messaging about food and agriculture. Number one, by far, a 97% trust rating was farmers, much higher than radio commentators and other kinds of folks. So there's a huge trust there, and our goal is we want to put the tools in front of the farmers. Instead of me getting the phone call saying, what are you doing about this? There's things I can do, but I'm one voice. Let's get 10,000 voices going out there and talking and have the facts and the figures and the information to go out and use that voice, use that trust level to push back. That's where we'll be effective, because we have to leverage all of us.
You've probably got some examples of how important this is in terms of if we don't make our voice heard, that there's, as we like to say, there's a conversation going on, and if we're not a part of it, we could be left out. That could result in some fairly negative and important consequences, which could be regulations, could be new laws being passed that have a direct impact on growers who are trying to make a living.
I have a great example. Monday of this week, I was sitting down with representatives of the food industry, Kellogg's and General Mills and others, and they're involved in a sustainability initiative with big food companies from over in Europe, Spencer and Marks and Unilever and a number of others, and they're working out, and they're talking to the environmental groups, and they're working out some sustainability standards for food production that they want to push all the way down to the farm level. And I said, well, where are the farmers in this? Well, we don't know how to talk to the farmers. We don't know where the farmers are. So my point was, you know, you need to have a conversation with the farmers. Farmers have a message for you. You have a message for them. And let's build that channel of communication. We too much have a tendency to sit on the farm or sit in our businesses and say, all's well. We're increasing productivity. You know, prices are this and that. But there is a world around us that we're serving, and we've got to get out and be talking to those people.
Well, I think your message is spot on and couldn't agree or say it better. Here at this CUTC, we're just wrapping up things. I know you just got in, but it seems like our attendance has been great, even considering we're out of the Midwest for this one. How would you say, in terms of your message and the group here and the kinds of presentations, I kind of feel like this type of a conference is helping encourage the exact thing that you're talking about.
Absolutely. You know, I come to these, and it's a kind of a recharging of the batteries, because a lot of the technical stuff is over my head, but I'm hearing about all these innovations and these changes and new productivity. We hear so many negative things, for example, about ethanol, and here you hear positive things. They're increasing technology. We're reducing the net energy. We're increasing the output. We're changing the way DDGs come out. And it's exciting. And I wish that message could get out more, because it needs to overshadow the negative stuff that's old, that's outdated, that's wrong. And so I really think it's been a great conference. And I think when we rally ourselves together, we rejuvenate each other's batteries, and we can get more advocates or advocates out there talking about stuff, because it is a great story, and it's just not being told well.
Well, we're going to do our part, and really I think that's all any of us can do, but it behooves us to do it because it is good for not only ourselves, our businesses, but also it's good for our country. That's Rick Tolman. He's CEO of the National Corn Growers Association, and from the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.